Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On the 14th of December of this year, 2022, upon awakening, I heard a strange word. I not only heard it once, but I heard it three times. And what I heard was Lashem, L-A-C-H-E-M. And I thought it's pronounced Lashem. And I did not know what the word was. And I sounded it out phonetically to write it down. And the fact that I heard it three times means that there was an emphasis on the importance of this word. For example, if you look in the book of John, you will see where Jesus uses the phrase verily, verily, or truly, truly, at least 25 times in that book. And when he uses that verily, verily, it means pay attention. So I believe that the reason I heard this word three times was the emphasis that I am to pay attention to what it means. So now I had to find out what it meant. It did sound like a Hebrew word to me. So I looked it up and I found the word Lahem, which is L-A-H-E-M, and it also is Lashem. They're both the same word. And it's from Strong's Concordance, H3901. And what it means is war or battle. The root word means to fight, overcome, prevail, or devour. Now, at first I thought that the Lord was once again pointing out to me about the war that is coming, because this is something He has shown me over and over again over the last few years, and more recently about a war with Russia coming to America. However, upon further study, I realized that this was something different, that the Lord was pointing to a different type of war. And I say that because the word Lahem, or Lashem, is only used once in the Bible. And it is actually talking about a specific type of war, which is found in Judges 5:8. And here's what it says, a very short verse. It says this, they chose, they is the Israelites, they chose new gods, then there was war in the gates, and not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. All right, now I would very quickly like to decipher this verse so we understand what I was shown. This is talking about that there was a war in the gates. Well, fighting in the gates can reference fighting inside the gate or inside a town or a public meeting place. In other words, there was some kind of war that broke out within the Israelites' own land or city. But it was not a civil war. But this war came from the pagan people who were the Canaanites. Now, it talks about that the Israelites chose new gods. Now, what does that mean? Well, during this period of time, the Bible shows over and over again that the Israelites were committing adultery by worshiping other gods or new gods. They had forsaken their roots of worshiping the true God, Yahweh, and they chose to worship worldly, pagan, and small gods instead. You can see that in many scriptures, like in Joshua 2:12, it says this. It says, they forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshiped various gods of the people around them, and they aroused the Lord's anger. So this is what happened to the Israelites, is they forsook God and replaced Him with foreign gods. And this made the Lord very angry. Now, the third thing about this verse, it says that 40,000 of the Israelites were basically unarmed. It says that they were without shield or spear. Now, this points to a very unusual and strange war because the Israelites didn't have any weapons to fight with. So what kind of war is fought without weapons? Something happened where they were defenseless. Now, in the Barnes Notes commentary, and I will have all of this, and I will have a transcript of this and all the scripture in my blog, and that link is down below. So go check it out after this, you finish listening to this YouTube. Okay, so in the commentary, it says this. It says, the war in the gates describes the hostile attacks of the Canaanites, which were a punishment of the idolatry of the Israelites. Now that really says it all. That really sums up in a nutshell what kind of war happened. It was a judgment that came upon the Israelites from God, and God used the Canaanites, and they came against the Israelites when they were unarmed. They were defenseless. Now the interpretation I get from this is that not only is a conventional war coming against the United States, but right now I believe we are already in a silent and what I would call a strange war. It is a different war, and it is being fought against Christians and the Christian culture. Like the Canaanites, it is being fought by the Antichrist beast system, and it isn't fought with conventional weapons, but instead it is fought in the spiritual realm, and it has now manifested into the physical realm, and this is being done through persecution. So we are seeing now, and most of us understand this concept, most of us are seeing what's happening with the beast system, and the persecutions are increasing. Now this is going to be a judgment, brothers and sisters, upon the Western Church. Much like it was a judgment that came against the Israelites for turning and forsaking God. Because the church, for the most part, has lost her way. She has now merged with ungodliness, paganism, worldliness, idolatry, and false teachings. I believe she's become like the church that is talked about in Revelation 3, 14 through 19, the Laodicea lukewarm church. So now we are seeing this silent war against Christianity, and we are seeing it progress fairly quickly right now. It started slowly, like a snowball at the top of a mountain, a small snowball. But it is only getting bigger and stronger, and is going to get more forceful as it moves forward. We see rights are being taken away, voices are being silenced, the wrong has become the law. What was wrong is now right. What is now right is wrong. And justice is thwarted. This is the strange war that is not being fought by physical weapons, but only with spiritual ones. It is also the beginning of the wave of persecution that is coming to the West. It is barely detected or noticed now, but soon it will be very obvious to who the real targets are. Now this persecution of the last days or the end times, it is not taught in most of the churches. That is because they don't teach what the word says about the Antichrist or how the Antichrist will try to overcome the saints. And you can check out those verses. Like I said, I'll have them in my blog in Daniel. There's three verses in Daniel that talk about how the saints are overcome. In Matthew, it says, they will deliver you to tribulation, will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. And in Revelation 6:10, it says, and they cried with a loud voice, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And Revelation 13:7 is a really big one, because this is when the Antichrist comes, and it says, it was taken to him, and this is the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. So that's what the end times will look like when it comes, when the Antichrist is revealed. And I believe we're getting closer and closer to that point. We must remember that the word also says that we are going to suffer, brothers and sisters, Those who are true Christians will suffer if we are his disciples. Again, this is something that is not preached today, but it is a foundational truth for those who walk with Jesus. It says in Philippians 1:29, "For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake." There are so many scriptures about in the New Testament about suffering for Jesus. Now, many might be asking, why does the Lord allow the persecution? Why is he going to allow this to come upon his people? Well, this persecution that is coming is to refine and test the church. It is going to be a dividing of those who are the real sheep and those who are the real goats. And again, Daniel talks about the actual reason why his people will be persecuted in the last days. And you find that in Daniel 11:35 and Daniel 12:10. And the three reasons that are given there is to be refined, purified, made spotless, and white. That's what has to happen to the church. It has to be refined, it has to be purified, it has to be made spotless and white. So we are not, brothers and sisters, to be surprised when we see these sufferings coming. Even though most of the Western Christians do not yet understand the concept of suffering for Christ, this is what is called the crucified life, where we carry Christ's suffering in our bodies. And Paul talks about this. Paul talks about that he bore the marks of Jesus in his body. Instead of being surprised or upset, we are to rejoice when we share in his sufferings, for we also will share then in his glory. Let me say that again. We are to rejoice when we share in Christ's suffering, because we will also then share in his glory. Okay, brothers and sisters, well, that's all I want to really share with you right now. The Lord is calling us to understand the times that we are living in and the cost of being a true disciple of Christ. We are to walk in his crucified life. And I believe we can offer up to the Lord all our physical sufferings as an offering unto him. This is part of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God that is a treasure in our earthly vessels. And I'm now going to end with reading 2 Corinthians 4:6 through 11. "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh."